This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And this month, we've been talking all month long with Dr. Sharon McKelvey from DaVita Medical Group, talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Well, we've kind of wrapping up the month, of course, and we've been talking about the ins and outs of breast cancer all month. So I think it's a great idea on this last Tuesday of the month to kind of talk about some key takeaways of what we learned this month. First, let's start with preventing breast cancer.
Absolutely. So some of the number one preventions are going to be some of the basics, kind of that we all know, but just to remind us, smoking definitely increases your risk. So the number one way to prevent it is to not smoke. We've done mostly studies on nicotine, vaping. What does that have to do? We really don't know. There's not enough data. You know, as I tell patients, it certainly there's no health benefit to it, so it's not good for you. We don't recommend it. But again, so not smoking, you know, minimizing alcohol. You know, we say more than one drink per day puts you at risk. So trying to keep it at 2 to 3 drinks per week or less. Regular exercise. We know that that definitely decreases risk as well. You know, our goal being 30 minutes 3 to 4 times a week. And those are the main three.
Perfect. Okay. And let's talk about some of the factors that can help reduce the risk of breast cancer. Besides just those, I mean, we've talked about, doctor, like, you know, genetic factors and stuff like that.
Sure. Sure. So certainly if there's a family history, and again, we say first degree relative. So mother, sister, daughter, especially under age 50, usually we'd get the genetic testing done, the BRCA. And certainly that doesn't, if you are BRCA1 or BRCA2 positive, that doesn't mean you're going to get breast cancer, but it does dramatically increase your risk.
Okay. So getting that test doesn't, you know, it can be very beneficial.
Absolutely. In a certain, you know, small risk group. So grandma had breast cancer at 82, that doesn't necessarily put you at high risk. But if your mother developed it at age 42, absolutely, that would put you at high risk.
And doctor, it seems like you just need to really be talking to your primary care physician and staying in touch with them. And if you see any, feel anything different or you have any concerns, talk to them.
Absolutely. And number one is just screening mammograms. Screening mammograms, they really save lives. That's that would be my take home. At DaVita Medical Group, we really encourage screening mammograms.
And really quick, doctor, let's cover some of the signs or possibly symptoms.
Sure. So certainly if you notice a lump or a bump, you know, and I tell people you have two breasts, so compare the other breast. You know, if you notice skin changes. So you notice, gosh, there's like dimpling or retraction of the skin. If you notice there's a kind of a red scaly spot around the breast, that's rare, but that could be signs of a Paget's disease, of a skin type of a breast cancer. But again, you notice it, and I tell people you can wait 1 or 2 days. Gosh, it's still there. Get it looked at. Most lumps are not cancer. So but it's just good, again, to see your primary care, to see, you know, your provider to take the next step.
Right. Absolutely. But the first step is talking to your primary care physician. And, doctor, sometimes that's hard for women, isn't it?
It is. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So just reach out to your doctor if you have any questions or concerns. Doctor, it's been very informative this month. We truly appreciate it. And, of course, if they have any questions, first they can go to our website, KRDO.com, look under the radio tab, and look under Ask the Doctor. You can submit a question that way, or they can reach out to you directly. What's the best way, doctor?
Probably to call our office, our Monument office, DaVita Medical Group.
Perfect.
So, or look on the website. Absolutely.
Perfect. Dr. Sharon McKelvey, great information this month. It's been great talking with you, and have a great rest of the week.
All right. You too. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you, doctor. 641 KRDO's Morning News.